This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Producer Dan, I'd like to introduce you to Amanda Dakova. She is from Autism Care Partners, and she's gonna tell us all about what they do.
I would love to hear it.
Hi, Producer Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Tell me all about Autism Cares.
Yeah. So my name is Amanda. I'm the clinical director and board certified behavior analyst at Autism Care Partners in Danvers. Here at the center, we provide applied behavior analysis, otherwise known as ABA therapy, to children between the ages of 2 and 6 years old who have an autism diagnosis. We also provide ADOS assessment testing to help diagnose a child with autism. We have speech therapy, and we also have occupational therapy on the way. We're center-based, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so our clinicians have plenty of time to work together to build a personalized care plan tailored to every child, their unique needs in supporting their growth and learning, communication, and daily living skills.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So that's just so much to take in. I was looking at all of the things that you guys provide, and I just didn't realize how much comes along with an autism diagnosis and how much assistance they need to navigate life, right? And so you said in your email that you sent to us that your center has some openings and that some people wait up to 2 years to get services.
Mm-hmm.
That is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's very exhausting. I talk to a lot of families, and a lot of the places around us have like a 6 month to 2 year wait list. It's crazy and it's sad. But for the first time, I've been here with the company for 4 years, and this is the first time we've had no wait list. We have immediate openings. So if a family has a child who they suspect who may have autism, getting that diagnosis as well can be very exhausting, and there's usually a wait time for that as well. So if you suspect that, you can get a referral from your primary care. They can come here. I'm trained to administer the ADOS assessment, which can help diagnose autism. From there, we schedule an intake assessment, and then they can start within 2 weeks because we submit a treatment plan to insurance, and once it's approved, they can start.
2 to 6 is so young. I'm just trying to figure, what is it like for some of these kids walking in there for the first time? Are they even aware that they might be perceiving things in a different way than other people? Or what is it like for them, and how does this help them?
So when they come in, with applied behavior analysis, we essentially can hide our teaching with play. So a lot of things that we do is play-based. So if a child loves bubbles, we may blow a bunch of bubbles. We might pause for a second, help teach them communicate to, that they want more bubbles, and then we'll have a bubble party after. So a lot of the what we teach and all the communication that we really try to teach is kind of hidden in play, so that they don't even know that they're learning, and they're motivated to learn even more because they're having fun.
All right, Amanda, if there's a family out there that thinks they need your services with these openings, where do they go?
On our website, we have our email, our phone number, all that fun stuff. So if you go to autismcarepartners.com, all that information is there.
Awesome. Well, we just wish you the best. I hope those spots fill up right away and you can help a lot of kids. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are
Thank
an angel.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And it must be just incredibly rewarding to watch your work as these kids grow and learn, and you can see them being the progress that they're making because of you.
Yeah.
That
so
must
you
be pretty incredible.
Yeah. And everybody at Autism Care Partners are now members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. Woo!
Huzzah!
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson on vacation, so you've got me, you've got producer Dan, and today, yes, Chef Tiffany Faison.
Me! We Chef.
Tiffany, before I get to the dirty, quick shout out for your new place. What's it called, Tiffany?
It's called Bubble Bath. Yeah. It's our newest incarnation of Bubble Bath at Newberry Mass Ave on the roof deck of the Citizen in my hotel.
We shall get into this a little more later, but I cannot wait to go visit.
She's pretty.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
It's so nice to have good things happen.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the dirty.
Okay.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. So, Brooke Hogan has got some theories about the death of her father, Hulk Hogan. She is insinuating that body cam footage and 911 calls could change the narrative surrounding his death. She posted on social media this week saying, I've 100% gotten legit calls from professionals, from police officials to nurses that were supposedly with my dad on the day of his death, telling me I need to see body cam footage and I need to get a hold of the 911 tapes because they supposedly contain information that could potentially shed enough light to change the narrative that everyone has been hearing. Those same professionals feel so passionately about what they witnessed, they have continued to contact me and push me to find specific answers to this very day.
Why haven't they contacted other people, too?
What is going on?
What's happening?
Well, change the narrative. Isn't the narrative that he had heart failure because he's been doing steroids for 50 years?
I mean, that's what they want us to say. That's what they want us
rotting from the inside out.
She said, do I question his general physician signing off on his death certificate, given his background, which is available for anyone to see via a simple Google search? You can answer that one for yourself. She noted that she's informed her younger brother about all the information, but that her hands are tied because she removed herself from the will before he died.
What does the will have to do with how he died?
I think it has to do with her having any ability to speak on his behalf. Legally, yeah.
Well, she doesn't need to speak legally.
And she said, it's up to my dad's wife. I have zero control. I cannot do anything.
But why aren't these other professionals that she's talking about speaking out? Or
HIPAA?
Leaking in other ways?
HIPAA?
Does HIPAA apply to, like,
dead people?
EMTs?
Yes.
Police people?
Yes, of course. I think.
I'm just saying there's ways to
I can't believe
things.
You're playing this song.
He's a terrible person.
You are trash.
But when the lights went dark and this came up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, brother. Oh.
All
what
right.
are you going to do when these 24-inch pythons run wild on you?
Just to have Dan do the impression, it
honestly.
Works for me. I have some sad news to report, but I want to say that this person lit up the world so brightly that I feel like he is going to somewhere he's needed. You might know him, Judge Frank Caprio. He's a retired municipal judge in Rhode Island. He found online fame as the host of Caught in Providence, which was sort of like local cable TV in Providence. And I think during COVID, we all found him because we had nothing else to do.
He started going viral on the internet.
And his courtroom became a place where people in cases were met with kindness and compassion. He was known for dismissing tickets, showing kindness.
Yeah.
I was watching some videos of his this morning. There was one of a woman who came in and she was holding her kid because she couldn't get daycare to go to court.
Childcare, yeah.
And she had like her she had too many tickets. The car got towed. It got booted. And she owed like all of this money to towers, to the storage, to the whatever. And he brought the kid up to sit on his lap and said, here are $3 amounts. You know, one was big, one was medium, and one was very tiny. Cute. One, two, or three. Pick one, two, or three. And he goes, five.
$5. $5. Honestly, what a lovely, lovely thing. I mean, it's so rare that people get seen as people and treated kindly
in
courtrooms.
He was very, you know, he took his position very seriously and wanted to help all people.
Yeah.
He said he used his fame to address issues like the unequal access to the judicial system, yep. saying the phrase "with liberty and justice for all" represents the idea that justice should be accessible to everyone. However, it is not. Almost 90% of low-income Americans are forced to battle civil issues like health care, unjust evictions, veterans' benefits, and even traffic violations alone.
And something as small as a traffic violation can really snowball into like not paying the ticket, and then there's fees on top of the ticket, and then it goes to collections, and like all of a sudden you have this major financial burden in your life that it's just like one little mistake.
And he didn't want to let people be saddled with that. And
sometimes good people are just in a tough spot and they need a break.
All the time.
That they don't get in the justice system.
He was 88 years old and he did a lot of good. And I encourage you today, if you have some time at work, go find some videos of him doing his job because it was crazy.
It's a serotonin boost.
Sweet angel found his wings.
It is absolutely amazing. And just really quick, I wish Carson was here for this little royal update of mine. But there's a new book coming out.
Oh, Lord.
The Royal Butler. It hits shelves next month. And this person who was a butler, I guess, within the royal family, was talking about Prince Philip after Meghan and Harry's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that once all the formalities were over, we watched as the happy couple, then the other members of the royal family filed out of the chapel. And when Prince Philip came out, he turned to the Queen and said, "Thank blank, that's over."
Oh, wow. This family.
Just awful.
I imagine the NDAs you have to sign to be a butler in the royal family.
How do you get out of it?
A lot of zeros that somebody paid you to write a book. So I don't know, my guy, but either way, that's wild. Mm, and that is what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
She is back.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
My record is
you ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. And Tiffany requested somebody who is very good at pop culture.
Please.
So I vetted the phone lines. I scoured.
You scoured. You interviewed.
And who I found was Mike from Worcester.
Mike! Talk to me.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going this morning?
I'm great. Well, it depends, Mike. How are you with pop culture?
Well, so I am historically 2-0 against Kennedy.
Oh! Really?
I beat her once, and then I beat her for Redemption Week.
Oh,
so you're one of those.
Oh, your jersey's in the rafters, Mike.
Oh, all right, Mike.
We're going to build a shrine to you
if you beat her today. Now
my palms are sweating.
I'm so excited.
As you've done twice before, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, Scram.
Sure.
Go on, get it.
Love you, Scram.
No good luck?
No.
I'm sorry.
You don't need it, Mike.
She's rattled, Mike.
Mike,
she's rattled.
You're a ringer. Let's go.
You know the drill, but I'll say it anyways. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to win $100. Her record on the big board, 6,249 wins, only 456 losses, of which you are at least one.
We're going to be 457, Mike.
Question number one, Mike. Orlando Bloom thinks a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie will only work if everybody comes back. Who plays the lead, Captain Jack, in that series?
Johnny Depp.
Al Roker turned 71 yesterday. He's been a daily staple on NBC's Today Show since 1996. What is he known for doing on the show?
He's a weatherman.
Me and my guy, Mike.
Dua Lipa's Levitating video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube. Fill in the blank to the lyrics of Levitating. You want me, I want you, baby. My blank, I'm levitating. What's the missing word?
My sugar boo.
Oh, he didn't even hesitate.
Mike.
Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney have been rumored to have something going on. Tom Brady was once a backup for the Patriots in 2001, but he got his chance when their star quarterback at the time got injured. What was that quarterback's name?
Drew Bledsoe.
And question number five, Austin Butler plays a former baseball player in his new movie, Caught Stealing. He notably played one of the Manson families in, Manson family members, excuse me, and one of Quentin Tarantino's highest-rated movies. What's the movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, I thought you were going to leave that door open. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Come on
Kennedy!
In! Let's go! That's right.
There's way too much celebrating going on in this movie.
I think you can tell by Tiffany's excited
Mike,
demeanor.
Mike, I'm not even sitting down anymore.
What just happened?
Up.
Mike from Worcester got 5 out of 5 right.
Oh, crap. All right,
that's
Mike.
Right.
Just what you needed today.
It's all right. It's all right. All right,
are
let's
you ready,
go.
Kennedy?
Let's get it.
Orlando Bloom thinks a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie will only work if everyone comes back. Who plays Captain Jack Sparrow in that series?
Johnny Depp.
I'm not going to tell you what you got right or wrong,
because
it adds to the suspense and makes you nervous. Question
Keep
number
those
two.
Palms sweaty.
Al Roker turned 71 yesterday. He's been a daily staple on NBC's Today Show since 1996. What's he known for on the show?
He's the weather person.
Question three. Dua Lipa's Levitating video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube. Fill in the blank to the lyrics of Levitating. You want me? I want you, baby. My blank, I'm levitating.
My sugar boo.
Tom Brady and Sydney
Mike
Sweeney.
Mike is my sugar boo.
Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney have been rumored to have something going on.
Stop.
Tom Brady was once a backup for the Patriots in 2001, but got his chance when their current star quarterback got hurt. What his name be?
This question really takes a lot of twists and turns.
The person that he took over for?
I'm just going to keep talking so she loses her train of thought.
Drew Brees?
And question number five.
Oh, man.
Austin Butler plays a former baseball player in his new movie, Caught Stealing. He notably played one of the Manson family members in one of Quentin Tarantino's highest-rated movies. What's that movie?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Let's go through it, shall we?
Let's.
Aw, oh, crap. Did I get wrong?
Let's go through it!
Oh, my God. I wish you guys could
Tiffany,
see
Tiffany, we got to work on your poker face.
I don't care. I don't care. Mike and I just ran the table.
You said Johnny Depp. That is correct, Kennedy. You said Al Roker's a weatherman. Of course he is. My sugar boo. She's levitating. We're going to skip question four because it's fun for me. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is correct. You said Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Incorrect, Drew Bledsoe, Mike and I win, yeah!
She's dancing around. She left the studio. She's gone. Oh, wait, there she is.
Yes!
She's back.
Oh, my palms
Congratulations.
Are sweating.
Mike, you and Tiffany together have both won today.
Yesterday was my birthday.
Excellent.
Mike, you just... My birthday present.
Oh, my God, Mike. I think Mike is going to have to get a shirt or something, because that's a lot of wins against me. We'll see. If you beat me again in Redemption Week, then I'll see what I do.
I love
we might actually put something in a rafter up here.
Because you beat Kennedy, you do get the $100, which I guess you're used to at this point.
Yeah, really. They've got you on file.
We're going to
Kennedy,
send tax information to Mike.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to say to our champion among champions, Mike?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can never be Mike.
Oh!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation, so I'm here. Producer Dan is here. And our special guest today is Chef Tiffany Faison. Thanks for being here.
We love when you're here.
I love being here. It's so fun.
So we are going to do a little thing that we call What Do You Do and How Much Do You Make? We ask people to call in, tell us what they do for a living. We get to ask questions and then see if we can
As a very nosy person, I love this.
I know. It is fascinating. So, Dan, who are we going to talk to first?
So we're going to go to line three, and they are a genetic counselor.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I suppose that's our first question.
Counsel my genes. Let's go.
Can you tell
Hi.
Us?
Hi.
Yeah, tell us what a genetic counselor does.
So I work at a high-risk OBGYN, and I talk to women who are pregnant and have something going on, an abnormal ultrasound. They have something genetic in their family. Some reason that they need to see genetics, and we talk to them about different options for testing, what this means for their future, for their child, things like that.
How much schooling did you do for this position?
I have a master's.
You have a master's. Okay.
Okay.
Is the schooling in the medical field, or is it more like, what is your master's in? Mm.
It's just a 2-year program in specifically genetic counseling.
Wow.
I didn't know this was a thing. Like, what an incredible career.
Do you work for a big hospital or like a small doctor's group?
I work for one of the major hospitals in Boston.
Okay.
How long have you been there?
About 5 years.
Do you have a staff?
So we just work with the doctors. Right. Nobody works under me, but I work for the doctors.
Okay. What kind of car do you drive?
Oh, you can ask that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the question?
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a 2025 Kia Sportage.
Okay. Do you live? What town do you live in?
New car. Tewksbury.
Tewksbury. All right. Okay. All right. Do we have enough? Dan, do you have a question?
No, the ones I was going to ask, I already got asked.
Where'd you go on your last vacation?
Oh.
It's been about 6 months.
Where'd you go?
Where did we go? We went to Scotland.
Oh. That is awesome. Okay. We ready to guess?
Sure.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I go last.
Okay. I'll go first. I'm going to say 150.
A genetic counselor. I'll say 120.
Tiffany?
Are we prices right rules?
Yes.
Closest to without going over?
Yes.
149.
And there it is. All right. What do you make as a genetics counselor?
I make 95.
Oh. Well, I tell you what, it seems that what you're doing, yes,
yeah,
is so special, and you must help so many people through a very, very difficult time.
It must be a rewarding job.
So thank you for what you're doing.
It is. It's a great job. Thanks, guys.
All right, hon. Have a great day.
Take care.
I learned something. I didn't even know that was a job before.
I didn't know it was either, but it makes so much sense.
Because none of us have had babies.
That's true. Our genes have not needed to be needed to be counseled.
No.
Dan, what is next?
So next, we are going to talk to an anonymous person who I assume has seen some things because they work front desk at a hotel.
Oh, yes.
Give us all the dirt.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. So do you work for... like in terms of stars of hotels.
Oh, that's a good question.
Are we a 5-star? Are we a 1-star? Are we somewhere in the middle?
Am I allowed to say the brand?
No, don't say the brand. Just
we don't want to get you in trouble.
Just like in terms of stars. Like if I was going to look it up on hotels.com, how many stars would you have?
3 to 4.
All right. Okay.
All right. What town is your hotel
I don't think we can.
Yeah, we don't want to get specific.
I don't want to.
Keep it anon.
Yes.
How long have you been working at this 3 to 4-star hotel?
Hotels in general, 10 years. The specific one, 6 months.
Is there a restaurant in your hotel? Obviously, I have to ask this.
Yes.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Do you have staff underneath you? Do you manage anyone?
No, I don't manage anybody.
Okay. Good for you.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in the hotel industry in your 10 years there?
Oh, goodness.
The wildest request to the front desk.
Store my elephant, please. That happened.
Trying to keep it PG here. I did have somebody ask for a wake-up call every hour throughout the whole night one time.
Ew. Concussion protocol? What was happening?
I didn't ask questions.
And one last question. How do you get an upgrade? Do we tip? Is it a 20?
Get on the front desk, people's good grief.
That's exactly what I do. Kind. I put down money as soon as I walk in the door.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready, you guys?
Okay.
Tiffany, you have to go first.
I will go
prices
first.
Right
it's fine. 67,000.
Okay.
6 months at the same place. I'm going to say 65.
Don't get close to me.
Back 70.
Up. I just want to be close to you.
Same. Hi.
All right. Let me break this
what
up.
Got?
So what do you make?
I make 40.
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the name of your hotel. So
I'm going to need to make
sit
sure
on
that
the front desk until
y'all
you get a raise.
Tip your front desk staff.
The shenanigans you undoubtedly put up with, you should be paid.
Hourly wake-up calls.
What
that's
is
what,
that?
Well, we appreciate what you do. I'm
that's
sure the people who see
for.
You every day at the front desk do as well. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, too.
All right, hon. Have
Thanks.
A good day.
Be nice to the front desk people.
Truly.
It'll change your life.
100%.
You'll get a better view.
They're the umpires. They call the game.
617-655-1234. Do you have a job we'd like to guess? Please let us know. 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation this week, so Dan and I are here, and Chef Tiffany Faison came in today to sit in with us.
Summer vacation time, I'm here.
And we are doing What Do You Do and How Much Do You Make? You let us know what you do for a living. We ask some questions, and we try and guess, and we're not batting well. But anyway.
I'm learning about the questions we can ask, though. I feel like I'm starting to warm up.
It's starting to get it.
Okay,
all right.
It's all about the fun we have along the way.
I know, right?
It's the journey. Okay. It's not the destination.
All right.
All right. Stop sounding like something we get at Bed Bath & Beyond. Who we got, Dan?
A poster of a cat hanging on the wall. So on line one,
yes,
we have a teacher. And we love teachers around here.
It is Clear the List weeks here at Carson and Kennedy. If you have not cleared a teacher's list this week, what are you even doing? Please go to mix1041.com. The list is there on the page. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for doing what you do. Being a teacher, I feel, is such
amazing.
An important thing. And I think we all know you don't make enough
truly
money.
Truly amazing.
So first question, public
you.
Or private?
Public.
All right.
What town?
Can't.
Oh. terrible at this.
Do you teach at elementary or junior high or high school?
Elementary.
How long have you been teaching?
This is probably around 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm still at it.
15 years of dealing with elementary school kids. God bless you.
Do you also teach extracurricular things like clubs or sportsies or things?
I do not.
Okay.
Do you, what kind of car do you drive?
Oh, an Audi Q8.
Oh, hey, okay, that's what
all
I
right,
drive,
teacher.
Sister. We just...
But I'm married and my husband makes a lot more than I do.
Ew.
Sweetie,
good
don't,
for you.
Don't ever apologize 100. For the things that you have.
100.
Do
Dan,
you also
anything?
Work during the summer, or is this just your nine months out of the year salary?
My 9 months out of the year salary.
Good for you. Good for you. Take that summer off.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
15 years in the game.
All right, I am going to guess, because it's just not enough, I'm going to guess 75.
That was exactly what I was going to guess.
Well, then guess, Dan. What you got?
I'm going
to
go.
Look at her trying to get last.
I know. Yeah.
I'll go 80.
74.
You are the worst.
I know.
And how much do you make, my dear?
I make 105.
Let's go! Yes!
She said that Audi's in my name.
That's right.
Well, again, we so appreciate what it is that you do. You know, we love teachers here on the program, and were it not for you, I don't know what parents would do with themselves. Yeah. So thank you.
And I know
or the students, frankly.
There are several teachers listening that are going to want to work in your district.
100%. I love hearing that teachers are actually getting paid some
love
coin.
Well, thank you so much. And you have a great day and a great school year.
Thank you, guys. Bye, take you. Care.
All right, Dan, what's the last one we got?
All right. I already forgot what the exact title was, but it was fancy. It was like a senior engineer at a biotech company, I believe. Oh. Am I right?
Yes.
Is well, that really
senior
your job?
Engineering manager.
Senior engineering manager.
So you work in the bio of the biotechs.
I work for an equipment provider who provides medical device manufacturing for biotechs.
Okay. Okay. What kind of schooling did you have?
I have a business degree.
Okay. Okay.
What is your day to day like at your job?
Yeah.
I mostly sit on the phone with people in Europe.
Oh, interesting. So do you have to work wonky hours? Do you have to, like, do you work our hours? Get up in the morning early?
Or is it
I do. Yeah. I work a lot of early mornings and late nights.
So you're a bigwig talking to people in Europe. You're like an international liaison. How many people are under you?
Eight.
Okay, that's significant.
This number's going
to
be
Do you have to go into work, or can you work from home?
Currently, no. I'm working from home.
Okay.
Are we factoring in bonuses for your job?
Oh, interesting.
I can.
You should.
You should get one.
Okay, now that we can ask, what kind of car do you drive? Now I'm just curious.
I drive a Kia Telluride.
Okay. All right.
Sensible boss lady.
Yeah, I like that.
You know what? We appreciate a budget conscious person. I'm three kids. There it is.
How often do you travel for your job?
Oh, good question.
Probably 4 or 5 times per year.
Yeah, do you get to go to Europe to see the people you speak to all the time?
I do, yes.
We're in Europe. Now that we're just, now I'm just on vacation with you.
I know, right?
I'm on your work trip. Where are we going?
I go to Scandinavia quite a bit.
How do you order a beer in Swedish?
Hage.
I get wine.
Chef.
I only know because it says hi when you go into IKEA. Hage. Hage dot means bye.
All right, let's get into this. I'll go first.
All right.
I think you do well. It sounds like it's a really cool job. 8 people. I'm going to go 180.
I'm going 225.
Oh, split it 199.
You're the worst at this game.
Well, listen, you let me go middle. I'm going to middle.
How much do you make?
185 plus bonus.
Oh, hey, hold on. What is it with the bonus?
Bonus is like 20% of my salary.
That puts me at like 199.
I was going to say it puts me at 225.
225,
I don't know
how
to math.
Well, listen, I'm not...
Yeah. Well, this is why I'm not going to Sweden for business deals.
Flip burgers for a living.
Well, well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. It's pretty cool. And say hi to the people. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Well, that was a ride. That was
That's
a ride.
Cool.
I don't know if we did very good, but I had fun.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Like, I want you to lose.
You can try.
I want you to win all the other times, but not here.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna
not even a little bit.
Man,
like, if you went over, I would be just on cloud 9. Like, the harder you lose, the greater my joy.
We don't even need the open anymore. She can just talk smack to me the whole time.
Can't beat Kennedy, and Kennedy's demise via Tiffany is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Fantastic.
Oh, Kennedy and Tiffany, I'd like you both to say hello to Alexa from Drake.
Alexa!
Hey, how's it going?
How we doing, my girl?
I'm well.
How's
How
pop
are you?
Culture acumen. I'm great.
Mm-hmm.
How are you with pop culture, Alexa?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I mean, sometimes I think I played once before and I tied. So
okay.
I mean, I like to think I'm good because she has a really good winning streak. So if I tie, I feel good.
100%. I also like to think that this is false modesty and that you are incredible. Yeah.
Alexa, she did lose last hour and she's known to be streaky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, you can see.
We got her on the ropes.
Kick
Alexa.
Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. She said scram.
Thanks. You too.
So beat it.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $100. Her record on the big board, 6,249 wins, only 457 losses. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Jamie Lee Curtis loves that her TikTok in a low-cut top has received the attention it has because it's helped spread the word about Freakier Friday, her movie that's currently in theaters. Who was her co-star in that movie?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
A list of videos that put YouTube on the map back in the day includes Chocolate Rain, Charlie Bit My Finger, Leroy Jenkins, and Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife.
One of my favorites.
That's an all-timer.
All-timer.
The most viewed YouTube video of all time is a children's song. Can you name what that song is? Hey.
I'm trying to think. No, I can't think of it.
It's okay.
Okay, question number three. Usain Bolt is 39 years old today. He's the most decorated Olympic sprinter of all time and the fastest person of all time, except Tiffany when Kennedy lost last hour and she bolted down the hall. What country did Usain Bolt run for in the Olympics?
Jamaica.
And question number four. Fred Durst is also celebrating a birthday today. He's turning 65.
How is he 65?
That's crazy, right? Have you seen him lately?
No.
He looks like a different human.
I can imagine.
He's the front man for the band Limp Bizkit. In one of Limp Bizkit's most well-known songs, he sings, "I did it all for the blank."
I did it all for the
fame.
For the what?
Fame.
And question number five, Aubrey Plaza opened up about her husband's suicide on the Good Hang with Amy Poehler podcast. She's very open about it. Plaza rose to fame through her role in the Parks and Rec series. What was her character's name on that show?
I'm trying to think. Aubrey Plaza played Leslie, and the other one was...
Such a good show.
I can't think of it.
Okay, let's get Kennedy
back. Don't you worry. These
are
exceedingly hard questions, Dan.
My questions don't get your stamp of approval.
No, they do not. Not when they're like this level of difficulty. Here she comes. With her popcorn crown on her head.
Miss America. Yeah.
The difference in your attitude is striking.
Well.
Alexa from Drake.
My sharp attitude.
She got two out of five correct.
All right. Well,
I almost gave her an extra one just because I like her.
Yeah, that would be very harsh.
I'm here to get extra points.
Question number one, Kennedy.
All right.
Jamie Lee Curtis loves that her TikTok in a low-cut top has received all the attention it has because it's helped spread the word about Freakier Friday, her movie that's out right now. Who's your co-star?
Lindsay Lohan.
And I am finding her plastic surgeon. Like,
she looks amazing.
She looks great. Yeah. Question two, a list of videos that put YouTube on the map includes Chocolate Rain, Charlie Bit My Finger, Leroy Jenkins, and Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife.
Right.
But the most viewed YouTube video of all time is a children's song. What song is it?
Is it Baby Shark?
Do, 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 do.
That is correct. Oh my God. 2-1.
Once that worm gets in your brain.
Question number three. Usain Bolt is 39 years old today. He's the most decorated Olympic sprinter of all time. What country did he run for?
Oh, I love the look. It's quizzical. It's puzzled.
I don't remember.
It's brain scramble. Do we have a time limit here?
That is correct. 3-2. Question
number
four.
Do we have a clock?
We do. You can call me anytime.
Fred Durst also celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, good for him.
He's turning 65. He's the front man for the band Limp Bizkit. In one of their most well-known songs, he sings, "I did it all for the blank."
The Nookie.
The Nookie.
Have it, we all. 4-2.
Such a stupid song, isn't it?
I'm Googling what Fred
Durst
looks like right now.
I thought Limp Bizkit was so cool when I was like 13.
We all did.
It hasn't aged as well.
I'm Googling as other music has.
4-2. Question number five. Aubrey Plaza opened up about her husband's suicide on the Good Hang with Amy Poehler podcast. She was super honest and open about it.
Obsessed with her.
I think she helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
Plaza rose to fame through her role in the Parks and Rec series. What was her character's name?
Oh God, what was it?
This is hard. What is the timer exactly?
I'm not going to get it.
April Ludgate.
April.
4-2.
Yep.
Kennedy gets the win. She rebounds from her tragic defeat, much to Tiffany's chagrin.
Well, listen, rebounded a little bit. Usually she's a 5-5-0 kind of human.
You just can't give me nothing. I give you nothing.
Alexa,
you like it.
Unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100 as much as we'd like to, but you are getting a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 on November 22nd at the TD Garden. Plus a merch pack.
Oh, my God.
Plus their new album,
hey.
Love Is Like, on vinyl, Because We Love You. And if you don't have tickets like Alexa, visit Ticketmaster.com. So enjoy that.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome so much. Alexa, what do you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
I have to say that I'm Alexa from Drake It, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson out this week. Dan is here. I am here. Chef Tiffany Faison is here. And I've been going through it. My mental health has been struggling very hard this past week, especially. And I missed a few days of work a couple of weeks ago. You know, if I'm not here, that's probably where I am. That's how bad it's been. I can't even come to work. And this is my safest space. And so I wanted everyone out there to know that everybody feel this way. If you feel this way, I understand and I hear you and I see you. So I wanted to hear some good news today.
Need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil will walk in my shoes.
Thank you, Shibuzi. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Chef Tiffany Faison is here with us.
I'm here.
And I know you have some really good news to tell us about, so won't you please?
Yeah, I mean, I have great news. The obvious is that I opened a bar a few weeks ago. It's at the corner of Newbury and Mass Ave, beautiful roof bar. It's called Bubble Bath. But I will say this, in the vein of there's so much joy just around the corner, yesterday was my birthday, and I'd sort of been so busy, honestly, that I knew it was coming, but I was like, oh, early week, I don't really know. I usually am very conscious of when my birthday is. So came, walked into a restaurant to have lunch with my girlfriend and one of my best friends, and my brother and best friend was there as a surprise, and I did not know he was coming from Chicago. Had the most lovely day, and I went to bed last night. And listen, I'm really, really blessed, and I know that. But the last 5 years has been a lot of up and down in my life, a lot of up and down.
Yes.
Personally, professionally, just been through it. So even when it looks good, sometimes it's really tough. I went to bed last night next to my girlfriend that I'm insanely in love with. My house, I bought a new house, renovated it, been through the last 2 years of kind of hellacious renovations. And I could not have been more grateful or more happy. Like, this was, through the last 5 years, this was the year that I was kind of waiting for. It was like, finally here, and super happy and at peace and happy with where my career was, happy with where my personal life was, is, nothing's perfect. And my best friend and brother is upstairs asleep with my puppies, and I just couldn't have been happier. And this is 48 kids. Couldn't be more grateful for it.
And it looks great on you.
Thanks. I'm really happy for you.
Thanks. I love you so much.
Yes, good one.
Your brother's a good guy. Vlad,
he's the best guy.
He's sitting right here.
I love
him
so much.
How you
he's
doing?
Right here with us. Nick, Jenny, I love you guys so much. Julia, I love you.
That gave me goosebumps.
So we are looking for your good news. Are we going to talk to Charlene now?
Charlene. From Newburyport.
Give me your good news, babe.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm closing on a condo next week. It is the first time in my 55 years that I've lived completely alone.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm excited.
Well,
yep.
Congrats. If you need any tips, I've lived alone most of my adult life, so I'm here to help.
There's not a lot that's better than getting that condo to yourself.
I swear.
That's a big step, man.
Huge.
Living by yourself for the first time. I hate that we always think we need to have timelines on things.
Yeah.
They're never too old to do anything for the first time.
No.
If someone else does something at a different time, that's
doesn't
just
matter.
Their journey. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And if that's what you want to do, do it.
And we say comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of married folk out there who wish they were living alone. So I say, I'm winning.
Congratulations, Charlene.
Yes.
Congrats.
Let's go to...
Are we Timely?
Oh, yeah. Timely from Worcester, our girl.
Hi, sweet Timely. How are you?
I'm so good. I heard Kennedy needed good stuff, and here I am.
What is your good news?
You answered the bat signal.
What is your good news?
I was so lucky and able to travel to visit my sister out in Michigan last week, and we went to the Toledo Zoo, and I got to feed a giraffe.
Stop it!
They have crazy corkscrew tongues, don't they?
It was so long and so big and black, and I was there with five children that I am blood related to, and I essentially pushed them all out of the way to feed this giraffe a piece of lettuce.
They're very sweet animals. They're super gentle.
That is like one of my bucket list things. There's this place called Giraffe Manor that's maybe somewhere, I can't remember where.
Yeah.
Disney, right? No, it's maybe in Africa, but but in any event, you
stay in a hotel.
You stay in a hotel, yeah. And the hotel has windows that the giraffes can stick their head in, and you can feed
them. Good morning.
Oh, Timely, that just made me day. Thank you, beautiful.
Well, and it was, I got a really nice giraffe selfie, so if you want to look on my Facebook, it's there. So
I will
enjoy
go
that
do
too.
It.
Oh, yes. Immediate dopamine hit.
Immediate. Yes.
Thank Timely, you, Timely.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 and having a rough mental health month. And so today I thought we could all make each other feel better by sharing the really good things, the things that we have gratitude for. You know, I heard something this morning. Somebody said, you know, people always tell you if you're having negative thoughts, think positive thoughts. But my negative thoughts eat my positive thoughts for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. That gratitude is truly the only way to turn your negative thoughts around. So I thought this morning, I just want to hear from you guys. I want to know your good things. I want to know your good news. So let's hear it. Where are we going to first, Dan?
Kelly,
to give me your good news, babe.
Let's go.
Well, I just rescued another horse.
What?
Another horse.
Another? Yes.
Another one.
And another horse.
Oh, I can't help it. I had two horses, one for 27 years and another one for 30.
Oh.
And they passed away about 3 years ago. And I decided in their name, I was going to start rescuing horses that needed it the most. And that's what I've been doing. And I'm on my fourth one who's coming today.
Oh, that is so exciting. What's our new horsey's name?
I was going to ask that too.
Well, I don't know right now.
Okay.
Name your horse Kennedy. Horse, it's a great name.
There we go.
There we go.
Well, have a great day.
Actually, I will. Thank
All
you.
All right, bye, hon.
I'll rub that horse's nose for us.
Now, we got Michelle from Framingham who has a very cool story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's go.
Good morning. I am a licensed mental health counselor, actually, and I work with teenagers in the foster care system, and tomorrow, after 3 years, we have a 16-year-old being adopted, finding their forever family.
Oh, this is the good news we need!
What a story.
That's the good
stuff.
It's
so exciting.
Well, congratulations and hugs to everyone involved.
Oh, that's
Thank you
so
for
great.
Doing what you do.
Absolutely.
All right, have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
Have a good day.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
Dan, what's next? Danielle from Marshfield, give me some good news.
All right. So yesterday was sensory-friendly morning at the Marshfield Fair, which means they open the fair early for families that have kids with autism, Down syndrome, any reason you'd want to be there without the loud noise of the normal fair. It is the best morning ever. It's the only way my family could go. All the animals were open, all the rides, the best morning ever.
They Man, I love Marshfield Fair.
It was skateboarding. Like, oh, my God.
Maybe I'll take myself there tomorrow because I love Marshfield Fair.
I love the Marshfield Fair.
I didn't know they did that. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And it's free for all the families. That's the other thing.
Oh, yes.
It's so expensive to have a disabled kid.
Well, Danielle, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. You really helped me out.
Good. Love you, Kennedy.
Love you back. All right, bye. Jackie from Taunton, give me some good
Taunton.
News.
What you got, Jackie?
Hi, I just want to call and say thank you so much for being so open on the radio. Oh. We need more of that. So many people struggle, and they're in their car driving to work, and we go to the radio for the good, and you guys are so strong for us, so thank you for being vulnerable and being so human. My good news is that even though I have depression, anxiety, OCD, my mom is in remission.
Woohoo! Yay!
I get to meet my new students next week, and there's flowers in the ground that are beautiful, and there are things to be grateful for still throughout all the sadness. So thank you.
So much good stuff.
Thank you, Jackie.
I love
thank
that.
You so much.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Congrats.
I buried the lead.
There's a lot to look forward to. Even though if you're in pain, there's so much to look forward to. You just have to pay attention to the small things.
So much joy just around the corner.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yep. Take good care of yourself.
Okay.
You're doing great, Kennedy.
You're doing great. And your bravery is our bright light. I love you so much, Ken.
B-side, tell me something good.
I am slated to graduate college next spring.
Yes. I'm proud of you.
Coming spring.
I am awesome. So proud of you.
Yes. I started a year ago and didn't think I could do it. And I have gotten all A's, one B.
Oh, you whatever, better get it.
And I got an email. I am slated to apply for graduation come April 26th.
Woo!
And how long have you been out of school before you went back?
I graduated college before in 2004, so that took me 4 years. So
you
I've
are
been
an
out
inspiration, my dear.
20 years.
Very cool.
And thank you for being such a good friend of the show, because I know you're always there if I need you, and I appreciate you.
I love you.
Love
I
you
love
back.
You so much.
All right.
Bye, boo.
So much good stuff.
And B-side had suggested that we should play Miley's The Climb. Dan, what do you think about that?
You want to do The Climb?
Yeah.
Let's do a better version of The Climb, Kennedy.
You are giving me the biggest gift.
The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes my
enemy.
That's what you need today. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going, and I gotta be strong.
Put your lighters up, America.
Yes.
Just keep pushing.
Oh.
'cause there's always gonna be another mountain. Always gonna wanna make it boom. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose.
Ain't about how fast I get there.
Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
Oh.
This is awesome.
That was fantastic.
Just a little taste to boost your mood.
I feel so much better now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Let's go.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
Only call.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Wizard.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
1-1.
You think right? You can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time! Can't Beat Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say what up to Tiffany from Watertown.
Oh, my namesake! Let's go!
Oh, I'm sorry. That. It's Tina from Watertown.
It's okay.
You
very close to
head.
Tiffany.
Hi, Tina.
Good morning.
Sorry, I got your name wrong.
That's okay.
Let's go, girl. You ready? Feeling good?
All cylinders.
Yeah,
today,
we're crushing it today.
Crushing it.
Tina, are you a pop culture wizard? As requested.
I will try to be.
That's a yes to me, girl. Let's go.
Can you kick Kennedy out of the studio before I say her
Kennedy,
name?
Kennedy, can you... Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Little lap. We're just going to take a little lap.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy today. We're going to give you $100. Her record on the big board, 6,250 wins, only 457 losses.
We're 1-1, Tina. We can do this. We can
she
do
did
two,
lose earlier today. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
38 years ago today in 1987, Dirty Dancing was released. Who plays the male lead in that movie?
Patrick Swayze.
Yes. Of course.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Andrew Garfield turns 42 today. He plays one of the three Spider-Men in the most recent Spider-Man movie. Which actors play the other two Spider-Men?
Topher Grace and... Oh, I can't think of the other one.
Difficulty level 10 on that one, Dan.
Dolly Parton now has her own flavor of Coca-Cola. What took them so long? It's called 40th Pop Fizz, and it's to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Dollywood. Dollywood is located in her home state, which is what?
Tennessee.
Question 4. Chris Pratt hung out with RFK and says he loves him.
He's like related tangentially, right?
Yeah, he's
married to Schwarzenegger's
daughter.
Yeah.
Maria Shriver's kid. Chris Pratt played Super Mario in the Super Mario movie. What is the name of the turtle-like monster that always kidnaps Peach?
Oh, I don't know.
Girl, me either.
And question number 5. Demi Lovato turned 33 yesterday. Lovato's first big role was actually as a 10-year-old on this popular children's show back in 2002. Can you name the show that Demi got her start on?
Barney.
Hey.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
She's still a baby. I really thought she was older. There she is. There's our girl.
Okay, how do we do?
Sweet overalls today. I dig them.
Pretty good.
Tina from Watertown. She got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. She sure did. Well done, friend.
Not easy questions, Dan.
They're not supposed to be easy questions.
Yeah, but they could be a little lighter FM.
I'll tell you how to cook. I'll come in your kitchen.
Literally,
you
everyone else
salt.
Does. You should probably start. It's okay to pile on. Fine.
Question number 1, Kennedy.
Yes.
38 years ago today in 1987, Dirty Dancing was released. Who plays the male lead?
Patrick Swayze.
Nobody puts Kennedy in the corner.
Nobody.
1-1. Andrew Garfield turns 42 today. He plays one of the three Spider-Men in the most recent Spider-Man movie. Who are the other two?
Who are the other two Spider-Men?
Mm-hmm.
Actors.
Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire.
The OG.
So
oh,
good.
That's not a buzz. That's a thing.
Oh. I've heard one of those guys is good guys and one is in kind of a nightmare. Just rumors.
Yep.
I think I know who's who.
Yeah.
Question number three. Dolly Parton now has her own flavor of Coca-Cola. It's called 40th Pop Fizz, and it's to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Dollywood, Kennedy.
Get out of here.
I'll be running out to buy this today.
Running.
100.
Dollywood is located in her home state, which is?
It's in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Have you been
or Pigeon
to Dollywood?
Forge. I have driven past it, and I sang in show choir outside of it, but I never got to go inside
we
it.
We shot Chopped in Tennessee for a couple years, and I went.
Oh, how was it?
Weird.
Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge are two of my favorite places
really?
In the world. Two people watch?
Oh.
10 out of 10.
People watch.
No notes.
100%.
3-2, question number four. Chris Pratt hung out with RFK and says he loves him. Chris Pratt played Super Mario in the new Super Mario movie. What is the name of the turtle-like monster that's always kidnapping Peach?
I don't know.
Girl, you and me both.
Bowser.
Bowser.
Nobody gets kidnapped that much.
Chris Pratt, you're an idiot.
Something's going on. 3-2. Demi Lovato turned 33 yesterday, Kennedy. Lovato's first big role was actually as a 10-year-old.
Can't believe she's only 33.
Popular children's show.
She has gone through a lot.
She sure has.
Check out her Instagram. She had the best birthday party ever.
What show gave Demi her big break?
Gosh, you know, I don't know. Was it the Camp Rock?
Before Camp Rock. Barney and Friends.
Oh, Barney.
Tina!
3-3.
A tie is a win.
That's not how this works.
A tie is a win. It is today. Tina, a tie is a win.
Tina, we appreciate you calling in.
We
Unfortunately,
do.
I cannot give you the $100 because the game is called Can't Beat Kennedy.
Because you're like
Aww.
A
We're
Bowser
tyrants. We're tyrants.
Yes, I am the Bowser of Can't Beat Kennedy.
Honestly.
We appreciate you calling in and hanging out
We're
with us.
We're putting Dan in the corner.
Tina, what do you want to say while I get berated by Tiffany Faison for following the rules?
I'm Tina from Watertown, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You almost did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
The 1K CBK is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com and playing for their chance at $1,000, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Sherry from Haverhill.
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing good. I'm much better. Thank you very much.
Sherry, do you like money?
Doesn't anybody?
Would you like $1,000 of it right now?
That would be nice.
All right, you want to kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy right now. We're going to give you $1,000. She is now off in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The first time Luke Combs met with Sony in Nashville, it did not go well. He says, I always called it the Nashville No. Which is like, we'll be in touch, but really means we're not going to be in touch at all. Luke Combs just sang a cover of Ordinary by which artist?
Ordinary?
Mm-hmm.
All I could think of is... I don't... Morgan Wallen?
All right, question number two. Al Roker is 71 years old today. He hosts the Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC every year. What company sponsors that parade?
Macy.
Laura Haddock is 40 years old today. She plays Peter Quill's mom in Guardians of the Galaxy. Who plays Peter Quill, a.k.a. Star-Lord?
Oh, my stepson's going to kill me.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Careful.
Something. Chris? No. Oh, I know. Oh, my. That's what I said. Oh, my God. Chris Pratt?
All right. Question number four. 66 years ago today, Hawaii became the 50th and most recent state. What was the 49th state to be admitted to the Union?
New Mexico?
And question number five. I always love doing questions like that. Today in 1994, John Denver was arrested for drunk driving after crashing his Porsche into a tree in Aspen, Colorado. One of John Denver's songs is considered to be the anthem of West Virginia. Can you name the song? And I need the correct title.
It's not The Gambler, because that's the other guy.
Yep.
Country Road.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So, Sherry, I hear you're in between clients at work right now. What do you do?
I do personal care and homemaking.
Oh, that's so you're like a personal...
For the elderly.
Oh, personal care for the elderly. You're an angel. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Kennedy. Hi.
Sherry from Haverhill, who's one of the good ones. She got 2 out of 5.
Well done, my friend.
Question. You're just going to wipe the floor with me.
I would never.
I mean, she will, but she'll do it kindly.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Question one. The first time Luke Combs met with Sony in Nashville, it didn't go well. He said, I always called it the Nashville No, which is, we'll be in touch, but in reality, they will not be in touch.
Mm.
Luke Combs just sang a cover of the song Ordinary by which artist?
Alex Warren.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number two. Al Roker is 71 years old today. He hosts the Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC every single year. What company sponsors that parade?
Macy's.
2-1. Laura Haddock turns 40 today. A lot of birthdays. Peter Quill. She plays Peter Quill's mom in Guardians of the Galaxy. Who plays Peter Quill, a.k.a. Star-Lord?
Oh, Chris Pratt.
66 years ago today, Hawaii became the 50th and most recent state admitted to the Union. What was the 49th?
Alaska.
I can see Russia from my house.
I'd like to thank RuPaul's Drag Race for that.
How did RuPaul's Drag Race teach
one
you
one
that?
Of the contestants is Alaska. And so whenever she'd come out on the runway, she'd go, the 49th state, Alaska.
So there you go.
So you learned something from RuPaul's
RuPaul teaches me every day. RuPaul is my spirit animal. I'm telling you.
I love that for you. 4-2. Today in 1994, John Denver was arrested for drunk driving after crashing his Porsche into a tree in Aspen, Colorado.
I forgot about that.
One of John Denver's songs is considered to be the anthem of West Virginia. Can you name the song? And I need the correct title.
Is it Country Roads Take Me Home or Take Me Home Country?
Country Roads Take Me Home.
First.
Take Me Home Country Roads.
4-2.
Well, at least I was close.
You knew it wasn't the Gambler song, and that's half the battle.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we cannot give you the $1,000 in the 1K CBK, but we do appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us. You're a very fun lady.
Yeah, thank you. And I like to say I'm going to be a meanie next month.
Congratulations.
Extra applause.
Oh, good news all over the place today. I'm so happy.
Well, Mimi, what do you want to say to Kennedy before we leave?
I'm Sherry from Haverhill, and Kennedy just wiped the floor with me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.